Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Jesus' kingdom is not yet, it's coming. The millennial reign of Christ is coming. That's why he said, pray for the kingdom to come and thy will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let me ask you a question. Is God's will being done on earth today as it is in heaven? Not at all. Not at all. Even in our life, God wants us to do some things. His will for our life is this. And because of our depravity, our sin nature, most times we go this way. Are you following? His will is not even being done in our lives, much less in earth. But yet the prayers of the saints, as Jesus taught the disciples to pray, that will be done on earth as it is in heaven, it's going to happen right now. God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. When God tells the angels or cherub or seraph or one of them hosts of the mighty angels to do something, yes, sir, right away. Instantaneously off they go on their mission or whatever it may be. Us, we hem and haw. Well, we'll get around to it or when it suits us. Well, the prayers of the saints, we see that our prayers are never wasted. And then we'll close with this. We see the praise. There's the picture, the problem, the person, the precious one, the prayers, and then the praise. And verse number 9, I want you to notice they sung a new song, a new song. The word new, there's a couple of definitions for new, but in context, this word new means it's as one that's not been previously sung. It's something that not previously been done. It's brand spanking new, okay? A new song. It's not sung before until this point. Saying, here's the song. It's a song of praise. Thou art worthy to take the book. It's a worship song. I got 3-4 things here about this song. And every one of our songs, by the way, ought to be worship songs. Amen, preacher. Every song that we sing ought to be a worship song. A song that's sung unto him, not to us, not to entertain, not to please the ears of men, but to please the ears of God. Amen, preacher. In our bulletin, Casey did a wonderful job on the bulletins, and in the middle of your bulletin, it has a whole group of, we got a lot of singing groups coming over the next couple of months, a whole lineup of singing groups. But I've told every one of them, and I tell the people that come, we're not here to be entertained, we're here to worship. Now, I know I'm not sticking my head in the sand. Some of them like to entertain and have fun and have a good time. I understand all that. But at the same time, we are here to worship God. And it says, thou art worthy to take the book. It's a worship song. Nobody else is worthy. Well, I'm not worthy. You're not worthy. Again, I heard something this morning. It made me think in the Gospel of Luke, where it talked about a Pharisee and a publican. Jesus told the story about they went up to the temple to pray. And the Pharisee looked about and he said, Lord, I'm glad I'm not an adulterer. I'm not a thief. I'm not this. I'm not. And I'm sure glad I'm not like that guy over there. Remember that? That sounds like a bunch of Baptists. And we laugh, but it's so true. And we look at other people who aren't like us, who don't dress like us. And we look down at them. And the Samaritan, the publican who came in, they talked about, he didn't even lift his eyes up to heaven. He smote his breast and said, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. Would to God that be where our hearts are. None of us are worthy. We think we're something sometime. But without God, we're nothing. We're nothing. It's a worship song. Thou art worthy. It's a gospel song. Not only is it a worship song, it's a gospel song. Thou art worthy to open the seal, to take the book and open seals, for thou was slain and has redeemed us to God by the blood. It's a gospel song. We will always be singing about the blood of Jesus Christ. They may take them out of some of the hymn books. You know the story about they taking out a lot of denominations that they won't sing about the blood anymore. As long as I'm the pastor here, we'll keep singing about the blood. And by the way, I miss, this is so important, where it talked about he, as the lamb stood, as it had been slain. I had a note here that this was something that was fresh, that he was still had those marks. This was in heaven. He still had the marks of the cross on him. Jesus Christ, he stood as a lamb that had been slain. We're still going to see the marks of the cross on Jesus Christ in heaven. The nail prints in his hand and these other things, and there's the blood and all. We're going to see some things in heaven anyway. It's a gospel song. They were slain and redeemed, and it speaks about the blood. Number three is a missionary song. Out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, temple and yard, like this one. At every whether it's India, whether it's the Philippines, whether it's Colombia, whether it's Israel, whatever, out of every kindred, out of every nation, out of every tongue. It's a missionary song. You know, we ought to be missionary minded. Heard a story about an usher. They were receiving an offering for missionaries, and he went by one of the church members, old grumpy church member. And the church member told that usher, he said, "Nah," he said, "I don't believe in missions. I ain't giving an offering. I don't believe in missions." And the usher just simply responded to him. He said, "Well, take something out. It's for the heathen. You'll get this on the way home." Okay? Listen, we're to take the gospel into all the world and to every creature. And the Bible talks about every kindred and every tongue and every people and every nation. I don't care who they are, where they come from. They need to hear the gospel. It was a missionary song. And then finally, it's a prophetic song. A prophetic song. Verse number 10. "And has made us, unto our God, kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth." It's a prophetic song. One day we're going to reign on this earth. Won't that be something? I don't understand all the ramifications of it, but I know that there's going to be... I had somebody call me yesterday. He lived in that Lake Alfred, because that's what... It's kind of a... Can't give you 1 minute. I know we got to quit. Interesting story. I was sitting out. I was studying my Bible, sitting out that yesterday morning by the lake, just studying, preparing for this morning. I was in Revelation chapter number 5. Received a phone call. It was a black man on the other, because I could tell by his voice he was a black fellow. The way he talked, not no difference, but I could just tell how he talked. And he got my number. He said, "Preacher." I said, "Yes, sir." He told me his name. I remember it was Alan something. And it was a 956 number. It showed up as Lake Alfred. And I thought it was somebody wanting to know. He said, "Let me read a verse of scripture to you." I said, "All right." You know, somebody. And he read about in Matthew chapter number 24. When the gospel shall be preached to all the ends, then shall the end come. Then he started talking about it. I let him talk for 5 minutes. 5 minutes nonstop. He didn't take a breath. Take a breath. He talked about how the evils of this world and all the awful things, the coronavirus and all the chaos and all. He said, "Jesus is going to straighten this out." And I said, "Amen, brother. Amen. I believe it." He said, "You want more information? Go to JW.org. You know what JW.org is? JehovahWitness.org. And I said, "Wait a minute. I'm in Revelation chapter 5. Let me share something." And I started sharing about Jesus Christ going to take a hold of this earth. And he hung up on me. Before he hung up, he said, "I'm done talking." I said, "Wait a minute. I listened to 5 minutes for you. I gave you, I didn't butt in. I let you talk." And I was going to take him to Hebrews chapter number 1, where God said, "This is my son, oh God." But he hung up on me. I told Teresa, "That's some fine Christian he is." You know? He didn't want to talk about it. He said, "I shared the Bible with you, and that's all." I said, "Well, let me share the Bible with you." Click. Tell you, Jesus Christ is coming. Ready or not, here he comes. Are you ready? Pray that we'll be real Jehovah's Witnesses. Our Father, thank you for the morning. Lord, bless our worship service. May it be pleasing in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's get ready for worship.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.